Spring arrived March 19th at 10:06 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Spring symbolizes many things, like starting over, baseball, bunnies, baby chicks, and planting the bounty of fresh produce that awaits us this summer. The bounty that I will be awaiting is collard greens, recently declared a superfood and a vegetable worthy of love and understanding. I'm Dr. Quantella Noto, Associate Professor and Director of Hospitality Management at Southeast Missouri State University, and this is On the Menu. On many Missouri farms and backyards, small and large, the collard seeds will meet the soil in mid-spring in time for summer harvest. Collard greens, usually associated with the South and a symbol of African-American cooking, is one of the staples of a soul food meal in America. South Carolina, the collard green capital of the U.S., supplies us with collards year-round. However, the origin of the collard is known to actually date back to Europe. As noted by author, historian Adrian Miller, as early as 2,000 years ago, Romans were making greens soulfully with a piece of pork. During the Atlantic slave trade, Europeans brought greens with them to West Africa, where there was a long tradition of combining plant leaves with meat. In the southern U.S., descendants of West Africans had a phrase for greens without meat called motherless greens. Greens made without pork, lacking a solid anchor. You know, greens without a mother. Adding pork, the second best thing about collard greens, produces pot liquor, the seasoned broth that remains after the greens have been cooked in water with meat and spices. As noted by author John T. Edge, pot liquor is salvage food. Slaveholders ate the greens from the pot, setting aside the pot liquor for enslaved cooks and their families, completely unaware that the broth, not the greens, was nutrient-rich. You know, collards are a unique green. I don't recall when I started eating them. I just always have. I know them when I see them. I know the smell of their slow simmer. I love this green. It has graced many tables that I have fond memories of. So how do you cook them? Well, my favorite recipe is to make pot liquor with onions, garlic, apple cider vinegar, salt, sugar, black pepper, crushed red pepper, and some hot sauce. Don't omit the heat. It makes a difference. You need the hot sauce. Add the meat. Simmer for about an hour. Then add the clean chopped greens. Simmer for, you know, another hour or so until they're tender. If pork is taboo, smoked turkey wings are awesome. If vegan and vegetarian options are your desire, you can use them in a salad or braise them in coconut milk like I had at the famed Red Rooster restaurant in Harlem. When do you eat them? Well, you need to eat them on a weekend. Weekends is when I cook them. Holidays, too. And New Year's Day, of course, because if you want wealth for another year, greens represent money. How do you eat them? You eat them hot, fresh from the pot, laced with pot liquor, the meat in chunks. Cornbread is required. Please don't pass on the cornbread. What do I eat with them? I really love collard greens with fried chicken. I mentioned baby chicks, didn't I? But they can accompany pork chops, pork ribs. You got double pork, beef, turkey, seafood. Well, you don't really need any meat at all. They do need one more companion for a traditional meat and two. You can stay southern with it. Mac and cheese, potato salad, sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, rice. It's all good. Back to spring green season and new beginnings. You can have a new beginning too. Try some collard greens if you haven't before. Add them to your Sunday dinner menu. And by the way, if there are any leftovers, they are better the next day, just like soup. I'm Quantella Noto. Join me next time to find out what's on the menu.